film also.
Back here on the Garden City Coaches Show, live from Old Chicago. For Chiefs fans that are here, a couple groans have just been let out. Amon-Ra St. Brown has just scored the first touchdown of the season, and the Lions have taken a 7-0 lead against the Chiefs out at Arrowhead. And with that, we'd like to welcome in one of the new head coaches here at Garden City, women's basketball head coach Greg Franklin. Coach, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
So I'm doing great. Thank you so much. We've been talking about football for the last couple weeks since you got here.
Right.
You follow an AFC team, but it's not the Chiefs. You actually follow the Miami Dolphins. Can you explain where that fandom started?
Well, that started when I was really young. My brother was a New England Patriots fan. He's 4 years older than I, and I always found a way to try to dig at him, so I wanted to be a Miami Dolphins fan. I remember Steve Grogan and those guys, Dan Pastorini, and, you know, I was a Dan Marino fan, so – it goes way back, you know, but I think it's in terms of endearment for me with the Dolphins right now. But, you know, I don't know if Tua Tagovailoa is the answer, but we're hoping somehow.
You're hoping that there's going to be a good season. How do you feel about the wideouts? I mean, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle.
We'll be all right, man. I'm not sure how we're going to do. Who knows? Who knows?
Okay, got it. So first couple weeks transitioning over to Garden City, how's it been so far?
Been excellent, man. You know, I couldn't ask for a better place to come to and in my career right now. People are energetic about the athletic program and as a whole. Our administration is so they're so energetic about what we're doing and trying to make sure we have everything we need to have to be at to be I guess probably you say just want to be successful right now. Just asking, hey, what do you need? And that's the biggest thing you want from your administration. And, you know, being a can-do. You want to be a part of a program that wants to be a can-do type of program. So I'm just very extremely lucky to be here.
When the administration first reached out to you, what was the first thing that made you think, huh, this could be somewhere I want to be?
You know, it was one of those things where Coach Elmore reached out to me first because he worked for my brother. And, you know, he said, hey, man, I'm telling you, I know you and your brother. I know what you're about. I know you're very demanding. You want to be successful. These cats are wanting to do big things, wanting to change the culture and do huge things amongst the national rankings, which, you know, I'm not interested in just winning conference championships. I'm interested in winning a national championship again. You know, and I got on the phone with Colin Lamb, then Mike Pilosoff. And it was just one of those things that felt so right, but you're just thinking, why am I holding myself back? Because I had a couple of offers from other places and I said, hey, this is the place I need to be.
So the idea of kind of setting the culture in a program really stood out to you?
Absolutely. And that's what you want. I mean, you want people that want to help coaches first because they believe in their coaches, then let their coaches coach. And that's something that don't happen nowadays across this country. Let your coaches set the culture too that they demand about their players being excellent. Be elite. There's a difference between being elite and being good and being average and being subpar. You know, I felt like that they wanted us to be elite and they were going to empower us to be that way. So it was an easy choice for me. I mean, some of the other places were already established powerhouses, and I felt like they were on the decline, and I felt like we're on the uprise.
So you were coming over from Chipola College. I want to ask you about your success there. 258 wins over at Chipola College. What allowed you to generate all that winning momentum?
You know, when I first got there, I thought, man, this is an unbelievable culture. Again, we go back to that. I left Mississippi State. We went to the Sweet 16, the round of 32, which they had never done before, and we had three kids get drafted. Two of those followed me from southeastern Illinois that we had coming to us from there. But I tell you, I just felt like, you know, we were on the uprise. And, you know, when you're there for 11 years, there's things changes, and you just never know what's going to happen. So, and I felt like that, you know, you're there as a coach. Sometimes some people can have longevity for 30 years. I think if you're a demanding coach and you want things to happen, sometimes if you don't have the same like-mindedness, that it doesn't happen that way. So you know, I have no ill will towards Chipola College. I have only aspirations here at Garden City because, man, I tell you what, I think this place can take off.
Okay. What makes you believe that?
Wow. I'm telling you right now. The city, mm-hmm. And it's a city. Obviously, we don't have the beach, but that's not important. We were all in the Panhandle Conference that won seven out of the last nine national championships. Four okay. teams won it. But you're looking at this place and, you know, our facilities, our administration, our backing. I see so much that could be, you know, touched upon here that could make these kids want to come here. The worm has to turn, obviously. Mm-hmm. It has to turn, man. We have to get great players here, and we have to do some winning. And this league has to be relevant amongst the rest of the country, which I think it's somewhat. It's top three, four league right now. But, you know, one thing we have to do is we have to learn to grow our league. Mm-hmm. I think that's one thing that I look at when I got to the Panhandle Conference. We hadn't won one in 3 or 4 years, and we started doing some different things. And, you know, look up. Hey, 6 years later, four of the five teams in the Panhandle won a national championship. So
coming over, building your own culture here, let me ask, what are some of the pillars of a Greg Franklin program that you have to set on and off the court?
You know what? It starts with recruiting.
Okay.
It starts with recruiting and recruiting the right players. I think that the biggest thing is getting people that fit who you want in your system. The culture that you need to build really fits with the type of toughness, the mental toughness that you have to have, the emotional toughness, the physical toughness, but more importantly, just buying in and having those skill sets that you want to have within your program. Mm-hmm. What fits you? Understanding what you are and who you are as a program, as your culture has to grow. That's the biggest thing, but I think that probably the one thing that stands out that's going to help this place grow is that people are eager to be a top dog program, and that's one thing that drew me to this place more than anything.
Talk with new women's basketball head coach Greg Franklin here on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. If you're just joining us, you alluded to it before. You spent some time in the SEC with Mississippi State. What kind of lessons did you learn from playing an SEC ball in and out of, you know, January through March?
There's really no margin for error.
Okay.
You have to be on top of your game, recruiting, scouting, making sure that your kids are top-notch in shape. You have to have one of the best strength and conditioning programs you need to make sure your kids, when they walk on the court, they're the best. I really believe this. We have one of the best strength and conditioning coaches here. Vaughn's one of the best I've been around. Mm-hmm. I've been around some of the really good ones in the SEC, but he's one of the better ones. He's on the cutting edge. Hey, you just tell him, take your kids and do with them what you want, because he gets them to that point. So far, we're about a month and a few days in, and our kids are starting to go up to the mirror and starting to try to flex and look at their triceps and their biceps. But that's what you want. When they first start as women athletes, some of them don't want to do that. They begrudge it a little bit. But mm-hmm. when you get those kids coming in and looking in the mirror after the workout and they're flexing on their biceps and biceps, you know that they're buying in, and he's really done a great job with it.
It's a look good, feel good kind of atmosphere.
That's
isn't
right.
It?
That's absolutely.
Where would you say you've learned the most at a specific school that set you up for this opportunity?
Oh, wow. You know, my brother has been the most influential person mm-hmm. in my life. You know, learning how to run a program, the discipline you need in your program, not always choosing the most talented player, but choosing the one that's going to be the most disciplined, the one that has the talent enough to be great. Obviously, when you find that great talent and they have the attitude that, you know, you're going to find something that's going to be a professional. And I've been lucky enough to find those kids across the world. But, you know, I found some in the States, and they're there. But you got to work really hard recruiting. And that's one thing, the work ethic with him You know, he never let me have a day off. Being little brother, I always had to push. But, you know, I see that in Coach Elmore, too, because he worked for my brother. And I watch his practices, and he works his guys extremely hard. So, you know, that's probably the one place that I can tell you with my dad, my granddad, my brother is where we kind of build our own culture in the fact that, you know, it's going to put your hard hat on, put your work boots on. You know, I don't we put our overalls on, but we went to work.
Here, I was thinking Patriots fans didn't say too many smart things, and your brother here has taught you a lot.
Oh, wow.
Let me ask you, what are sort of standards that you're envisioning setting up here in year one?
We want to establish a winning culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never say die. You know, one of those things is going to be, you know, win or lose, we're going to play it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it the right way. We're going to execute offensively, defensively, and we're going to do the right things because that's going to be the pillar to build towards the national championship. My first team at Chipola, you know, we had 6.5 kids, and, you know, we went to the Elite Eight. And I don't know if this team can do it. I don't know what their future is, but we're finding out who we are every single day with challenging aspects to practice. Mm-hmm. But I envision us building every single year to that national championship. It took 3 years to get to a national championship.
Okay.
And I tell our people all the time, just give it a little time. But, you know, we missed on a few kids this year that I thought would put us right there in the top five in the country. You know, in terms of getting them in the States and things like that. But we're still right there. I still think we can be a top 25, top 20 team, you know, give or take whether or not we buy in and we do the things we're supposed to do and accept our roles and things like that, whether or not we'll be a top 15, top 10 team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But who knows what the future holds in terms of tomorrow, but I can tell you this, I think every year is a building block to win a national championship, and that's the culture we want.
Okay, so you talk about playing the right way. What is the right way in your eyes?
The right way is running the right routes, being disciplined, making sure that you don't beat yourself. You know, those are things that are established in practice. You make sure you make the right reads, but also you have to be coachable to be able to do those kind of things. And if you're not coachable, then we have to make sure that we show you how to be coachable
mm-hmm.
in the right way. But, you know, it's one of those things. I think you have a culture of accountability that will build that type of culture throughout that, you know, I tell our kids today, I said, you guys are the pillars of what we're trying to do for the next 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you win championships this year or whether you win one or don't win one, it's not devastating. What it is you're building the culture. And when you look back and we do win a national championships, if we win one this year, who knows? But if we do win one in the next 2 or 3 years, you guys can say, I was that salt block that laid on top of that wall that said, look, this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're about.
How important is it to stay in touch with those players that, you know, say takes 3-4 years to win a national championship, that they can come back and celebrate with you?
Look, dude, if you're doing it the right way,
mm-hmm.
they're staying in touch with you.
Okay.
You know, and if you're doing it the right way, they'll respect you. And sometimes in this culture nowadays, I think we look at discipline is a bad thing. Kids know when you're telling the truth. They know when you're being real with them. They know when you're being honest, and they want that more than anything. They want that type of discipline to be able to say, hey, look, I sacrificed for Coach G, and you know what? I can really identify with the people that are winning now because I know what they went through,
mm-hmm.
and which sometimes that's hell.
Chiefs have just scored a touchdown. For the Chiefs fans who might be listening here on KWKR 99 The Rock, Rasheed Rice from Patrick Mahomes, their next point away from tying the game up. I want to ask you about one season in particular, 2015. You won JUCO Coach of the Year. Congratulations on that. You went 34-1. Tell me, what were some of the building blocks that went into setting up a season like that?
The first 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that first year we had 6.5 players, and they went to the Elite Eight. They were tough. And the next year we went to the Final Four and finished third in the country. But that's just building blocks on recruiting, culture. But then the next year we had 8 players. and we won the national championship because it was just a culture of so much toughness.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great player, but you know what? I've had great players to the four Final Fours we've been to that, you know what? It takes a lot of luck to win a national championship. I think in that national championship game, we banked in three threes, and one of them was by Evelyn Akator, that was the third pick in the WNBA draft. She banked in her first three ever three-pointer, ever shooting a three-pointer, and banked it in, and it was in the national championship game. So it takes a little luck to win one of those games, but also you have to be prepared, mm-hmm. most definitely.
So I guess one final question for you. I know the season's a couple months away. I know you're still getting the roster together. But to the fans who are in Garden City, in terms of product on the court, how do you expect this team to play?
As hard as any team they've ever seen. Whether that's football, baseball, basketball, it doesn't make any difference. They're going to play hard, and they're going to play the right way, and they're going to represent Garden City in a manner that they can be proud. That they can come back, whether win or lose, and they're going to say, man, I really like watching that team play because they're so scrappy. They're so tough. They represent, you know, the Bronkbuster Nation the way they should. And I can't express that enough. That will be the pride of my year this year. Wins, losses, you know, I'm fine with that as long as we play the right way. And I think I've kind of interpreted to you tonight the way I think the right way is.
Yes.
So I hope that everybody in the city of Garden City can come out and watch us play at least once or twice. And I think maybe you'll get hooked on the fact that these kids are going to sell out for you every single night, every second of every night.
I know we're 2 months away from the start of the regular season. I wish it would start right now with the way you're talking to me right now. That is Coach Greg Franklin, who is looking to bring a national championship here to Garden City. Coach, thank you so much for coming on the Coach's Show tonight. Cannot wait to see you guys play this season.
Thank you, Cal.
That'll do it for this edition of the Garden City Coaches Show. We want to give a huge thank you to Old Chicago for hosting on. I want to give a big thank you to all of our guests tonight. Defensive coordinator Chanel Jones of the football team, men's and women's soccer head coach Corey Bryant, and of course, the man who just left, the women's basketball head coach Greg Franklin. We remind you here on KWKR 99 The Rock, tomorrow night, the Garden City Buffaloes are back in town for their first high school home game of the season as they host Wichita North. Coverage begins with Aaron Elam at 5:30 on Buffs game day. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock between Wichita North and Garden City. That will do it for this edition of the Garden City Coaches Show. Thank you so much to Old Chicago. Thank you so much to our great guests for coming on tonight. All of these interviews, if you've missed them, will be available on the WesternKansasNews.com website tomorrow. So for my board operator, Colin Welloff, who's back in the studio, my name's been Cal Freeman saying so long. We will talk to you tomorrow for Garden City High School football and Saturday for Garden City Community College football. You've been listening to this presentation of the Garden City Community College Coaches Show here on KWKR 99 The Rock.
You've been listening to the Garden City Community College Bronkbusters Coaches Show, live from Old Chicago in Garden City, a sports presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.